Bone Boy Speaks, episode 742, Plague. Plague is an app for iOS or Android that bills itself as an essentially different way to spread information. Now, we've all used social networks before, and the idea behind this app is, well, it's a social network, but rather than choosing who you follow, the people that you can spread information to are people that are physically near you. Now, I don't think you can see who's on the map and see who's actually, you know, near you, but you'll get a stream of information that comes from either, and presumably people around you, and I don't know how far out it goes. It doesn't really give you an idea. I mean, I can tell you from when I was playing with it during my travels, when I was stuck in New York waiting for my flight to Tel Aviv, I saw people. I got posts from people that were kind of all over the eastern part of the United States. And then when I got to Tel Aviv, I didn't see any posts from anybody from Tel Aviv, but I saw lots of posts from, different parts of Europe and Croatia and, places like that. And Turkey is another good example of places I saw posts from. So anyway, the idea is that you see the posts and you can decide either to spread them to people around you or not. And if you spread the posts, presumably they go to other people around you see them and they can make the same decision. And so the way information spreads is if you decide to spread it. And then, people and the information that presumably you see coming to you is information that other people have spread, or information that something that somebody posted that's near you, and you don't really get to choose kind of the radius. You just get this continuous stream of information, and you can also decide to leave comments on it and stuff like that. So it's, I don't know, it reminds me of I'm trying to think of the app, but it's like Whisper or Secret or Post Secret or something. You can, but this is more location based. You don't necessarily get to choose, the posts that you can choose what you respond to, of course, but you're just going to get this stream of posts, and you're either going to spread them or not. So it's a good sort of time killer, I guess, if you're just looking for random stuff and your other social networks are full. But this is just like random people near you that are spreading information, and you can get, and I guess you can either spread pictures or text or links, as the case may be. And again, it's you either swipe up or swipe down to either spread the information or decide not to spread the information. So, and I guess there's also some gaming aspects too, because it gives you a score as to how well things spread. So it's something I'll watch, I guess. It's a nice enough app. It's a simple enough interface. It seems to be a clever way to kill some time, but it requires location services. So you can't use it on the airplane, for instance, which I discovered today, because that was the first time I downloaded it. I tried to do it on the airplane, and of course, location services doesn't work on an airplane. So you have to have actual location services. And again, I don't know what kind of resolution it posts. So that may or may not be something you're interested in, but the idea is that yes, information virally spreads, to people around you. And that's who you're getting information from, supposedly. So, anyway, it's something to try if you're bored and you need some other social network to try. As I say, available for iOS and Android. You can grab it from plague.io and, have fun with it, or just ignore it, which is probably what a lot of people will do. I don't know, but I thought it was at least something a little bit different than some of the other stuff I've seen. But I'm still waiting for the first picture of genitalia on plague.io. That was my first comment. It's not as anonymous as, say, Secret or Whisper or whatever, but it seems to kind of lend itself to just kind of random stuff. And so I'm kind of waiting for the first, inappropriate posts. And there's no way to flag inappropriate posts either. That's a whole other thing. But I'm sure they'll run into that problem and have to deal with it. But for now, it's free. And give it a shot and let me know what you think. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.